when we met earlier the week before Yom Kippur, we started learning the sugya of what's called Tani Rabbi Chiya. And that's going to be the Kal Vachomer from which Rabbi Chiya is going to derive that if two Eidim testify on behalf of the Tovea that the Nitva owes 50% of the claim, even though the Nitva himself is a Kofra Kol, he has to take a Shvua Doraisa of Moda B'miktsas.
The
Eidim testify on behalf of the Tovea, right, even though the Nitva himself denies the whole claim, which is called Kofra Kol, he doesn't normally take a Shvua, but since witnesses testify on behalf of at least half the claim, therefore, on the other half of the claim, the Nitba will have to take a Shvuas Modu Mixa, Shvu Doraisa. And Rabbi Chiya is going to derive this from a Kal Vachomer, that if Hodas Piv is enough on half the claim to be Machayim Shvu on the balance of the claim, then how much more so Eidim, because Eidim and their testimony is considered in the Torah to be that much greater than Hodas Piv. So let's go through the Gemara again inside. We're on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, and we're approximately, I would say, 13 lines, I'm just guessing, up from the bottom of the Amid. Tani Rabbi Chiya.
Two dots right before.
And the first two words on the line are Mibal Habayis. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Manali Biyadcha, Vehallah Omer, Ein Lecha Biyadi Klum. So the Tovea demands Meir, and the Nitva denies the entire claim. Ve'a Eidim Me'idim Oso She'yesh Lo Chamishin Zuz. We have two witnesses, or more than two witnesses, a minimum of two, and they testify on behalf of the Tovea on Chamishin Zuz, on half the claim. He's no Sein Lo Chamishin Zuz. Obviously, since the Eidim are reliable evidence, he has to pay up 50. But what about the balance? V'shaval ashar, he has to take a shvur that he's not chayav more than 50. And this is equivalent to the shvur of Modu B'miktsas. And what's the reason for Rabbi Chiya? Shalo tehei hodas piv gdola me'odas Eidim ikal v'chomer, that I have a kal v'chomer to teach me that don't you make the following mistake. You might come to the mistaken conclusion that Hodas Piv is greater than Shnei Eidim. Nay, I'm going to prove to you, as we go through the Kal Vachomer, that Hodas Piv is Kal vis-a-vis Ha'adas Eidim, which is Chomur, and therefore, if in the case of Modu B'miktsas of Hodas Piv, he has to take a Shvu D'oraisa, how much more so? And that's called Kal. How much more so in the case of Eidim, which is Chamor, he would have to take a Shvuah D'oraisa. Now, a lot of what we're going to do today is to try to figure out why Rabbi Chiya needed this Kal V'chomer. Meaning, he says, Shalotei Hodas Piv Gdola Me'ahodas Eidim, as if to say that there was some sort of logic that would compel us to the conclusion that Hodas Piv is even greater than Hodas Eidim. And we need this Kal Vachomer, which is a technical, Mida Mimidus HaTorah Dreshim Behem, in order to disprove that thesis that Hodas Piv is greater than Hodas Eidim, and to prove, not on the contrary, that Hodas Eidim is greater than Piv. Hence, if Piv is Machayev Shvuah D'oraisa Modu B'miktsas, how much more so in the case of two Eidim? That's only one dimension of Asugya. Another dimension of Asugya is what's called Vitana Tuna, which means that Rabbi Chiya bases himself on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah establishes that in the case of Shnayim Osim Vital, Zelmer and Nimitz Asiya, is each one takes a Shvuah on half the Talis. And if each one is taking a Shvuah on half the Talis, meaning on the half of the Talis that he wants to claim for himself, on the other half, he has Hodas Baldin. Now, there is no Hodas Baldin on the other half, because he's claiming Animit Sasiya, Vekula Shali. But the two Eidim that testify in half the Talis. For Hacha, Kevan the Tafis, since his buddy is holding on to half the Talis, and Ansali, Demai the Tafis, Haididehu, and therefore, if he's grabbing onto the talus, half the talus, there are Eidim. Again, not physical Eidim, but
Anan Sahadi,
there are conceptual Eidim to testify that he gets half the talus. So although you're claiming the entire talus, we'll allow you to take half the talus, but you have to take a shvua on the other half of the talus. Why? Because you're in the situation of modu b'miktsas. What makes you into a modu b'miktsas? Because on the other half of the talus, there are two Eidim that are testifying that it belongs to him. So again, when I say him, you know, it's Reuven, Shimon, and vice versa in both directions. We don't have to go through all that, but the point is well taken. That each one has an Anan Sadi based on his tfisa, and therefore the other one is contradicted by the Anan Sadi. And Katani, nevertheless, the Mishnah says, Yishava. Now, where's there room for a Shmua here? We know of a Shmua in Eidecha, we know of a Shmua in Shomrim, but this is neither Eidecha nor Shomrim. So what are we left with?
Mother
Mixas. By process of elimination, there are only three Shmuas. This must be a case in our Mishnah of Modem and Mixas. Otherwise, why is he taking a Shmua? Now, where's the Modem and Mixas? In a case where he says, Kula Shali, that's equal to denying a Chol. If I say to you, you owe me 100, and you are Kofar Bakol, here also. If I claim it's my talus, and you say, no, it's my talus, the entire talus is mine, I got there first, I picked it up, then you are basically a kofra kol. But what makes you into a modem of mix is the fact that he's holding onto after talus. And once he's holding onto after talus, and there's an anansadi, that in effect is like edus. So if, let's say, for example, we didn't have two people holding onto a talus, and one of them is claiming kulishali, then if two Eidim would testify that half the talus belongs to Yenim, he would have to take a Shvua d'oraisa on the other half. Why? Because of the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Chiya. In our case, there are no Eidim, but we have something to substitute and replace Eidim that has the same status as the Eidim. What's that? The Anan Sadi. The Tfisa itself generates an Anan Sadi.
But when the Gemara talks about the Kal v'chomer, it talks about Shalotehe Hodas Piv Dolam Hadas Eidim. This isn't really Hodas Piv. This is Anan Sahadi, which is not Piv.
Correct.
Why does the Gemara say that?
Well, Rav Chiya, in his original formulation, before he brought a raya from our Mishnah, was trying to convince us that we could derive a Shvuas Modu Mixas in the case of Hodas Eidim with a Kal v'chomer from Hodas Piv. And in formulating that Kal v'chomer, he explains why I need the Kal v'chomer. He says, well, why do I need this Kal v'chomer?
Oh,
because you know, he's talking to a phantom bar plukta, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that phantom bar plukta is saying to him, well, you know what? Hodas Faltiv is greater than Hodas Eidim. We'll soon see later that, let's say, a person is moda that he ate chelev, he has to bring a carbon chatas. Whereas if two Eidim would testify and he would deny it, he does not bring a carbon chatas. So we're going to see later on, we're not up to it yet, that there really is a counter-argument here, what I call the phantom bar plukta argument, that Hodas Piv is greater than Eidim. But we're going to have to disprove that by concluding that there are other sources or other contexts in which Eidim is greater than Hodas Piv. But once we establish that, the latter, then we're ready for a shvuas modem b'miktsas in the case of someone who was not modem at all. He was kofra kol, but two Eidim testified that half of the claim of Reuven is correct. Shimon's going to have to take a shvua on the other half of the claim. Now it's very interesting because although the Gemara is going to now embark upon a whole analysis of the Kal v'chomer of Chiya, the Gemara never seems to question the valid analogy between Rabbi Chiya's Kal v'chomer and meaning Rabbi Chiya's Kal v'chomer and principle that Hodas Piv is Mechayv Shavuos Modem Mixas and the case of Shnayim Ochsim. The Gemara at this point, I call it Shtika Kodas, seems to be, again, not Hodas Baldin, but Shtika Kodas on a conceptual level in terms of Halacha, that Rav Chiya really has a great raya from our Mishnah. He's standing on the shoulders of our Mishnah. Mm-hmm. And this bothers the mind of Morenu Harav. I don't know who Morenu Harav is, but he's quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes. You would have to do probably a historical analysis. The author of the Shita Mekubetzes was Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. I don't know who his Rebbe was back in Cairo. But he quotes Morenu Harav. Hiksha Shita Mekubetzes B'Shem Morenu Harav Lefisvaras HaGemara Ato, according to the Gemara now, that there's an analogy, Shashvua B'Mishnah Yishvua Satora of Moda B'Miktsas. He says, I don't get it. Halokol Echad Muchsok Levado B'Chatzi Atalos. Each one has an exclusive Chazok on half the Talos. Vasheni Nechshav L'Motzi V'Chavero L'Gabi Oso Chetzi. Meaning, on the other half, he's considered a motzi. Meaning, let's say Shimon wants to take the entire talis. Well, as far as half the talis, which Reuven is holding on to, he's a motzi. And basically, he's not being tovea half the talis, meaning the half the talis that he's holding on to. But rather, he's being tovea the half the talis that his friend is holding on to. And therefore, he says, Nimtzo she'al ma shekol echad tovea ein lo ha'adas edim v'miktsas. Sherei ha'adas edim hainu danan sadi d'ma she'yesh lo v'muchzak bo. This is really strange, says the Moreno of the Shita Mekubetzes. In the case of Rabbi Chia, the man denies the entire claim. There are two witnesses that says he owes him 50. In our case, there are no two Edim to support the Tvia of the Tovea, meaning when he gets half the Talis, now you want him to take a Shvua on that half of the Talis? And that's going to be based on Rabbi Chia? No, that can't be. On that half of the talis, he's got a muchzokus. And now he wants to be motzi the other half, where his buddy has muchzokus. But on the half that he's claiming is his, because he has a chazaka, so now if he wants to get the whole talis, he's not claiming the half that he has a chazaka on, because again, the other person is a motzi mechavel of a raya on that half of the talis. So it means that he doesn't have to claim that half of the talis, because it's a motzi mechavel of a raya. If anybody wants to claim that half of the talis, let him come forward and bring a raya. So in effect, the only tvia that he has is on the other half of the talis, which his friend is holding on to. Okay, fine. So now he has a claim on the other half of the talis, which I'm talking out of the voice of let's say, Shimon. So Shimon now has a claim on the half of the talis that Reuven is muchzak bo. Now, if that be the case, then there's no ha'odas edim, nimsa shal mashik, right? The edim are not here to testify. One second, let me just get the mathematics. Nimsa sha'al mashe kol echad tovea ein lo ha'odas edim b'miktsas. The case of Chia is that if I'm making a claim, I have edus to part of that claim. Right? I'm claiming 100 and I have edus to testify 50 out of the 100. That's not so in our case. Why? Because on half the talis that let's say, again, I don't want to get confused with the names here. Let's say Reuven is muchzak on half the talis. Well, on that half of the talis, Shimon is considered a motzi mechavel of raya. And if a motzi mechavel of raya, it means that he's out, so to speak. He's out of the picture. So the Ha'adas Edim is really on the Muchzakus of Reuven on half the Talis. Well, guess what? That Muzakus, even if you call it Edus, is not going to support half the claim of the Tovea. The Tovea doesn't even have to put forth a claim on that half, because on that half, Shimon is the Motzi Mechavel of Araya. Are you following the logic?
Yes. The whole thing is unnecessary.
John, are you following?
I'm not.
Let me go over one more time. What the Moreno is claiming here is that Shimon is being Tovea the other half of the Talis. The half that Reuven is Muchzak Ba, right? On that half of the Talis, or shall I say vis-a-vis that half of the Talis, Shimon's status is that of Hamotzi Mechavero Oliver Raya.
Meaning,
right, he has no claim at all on that half of the Talis, because Reuven is holding on to half of the Talis. And in effect, you know, the Edim are testifying not on half the claim, but on the full claim, meaning on Reuven's claim on half the Talis, they have a full-fledged Haladus Edim. If anything, you could say that the Muchzakus of Shimon serves as Edus on behalf of Shimon's Muchzakus on half the Talis. Well, that has nothing to do with Reb Chiya at all. You know, the fact that there are two Edim that are testifying to support Shimon's claim on half the Talis, that's not enough to set up a modem b'mikzas, meaning Haladus Edim kim modem b'mikzas. Why? Because, as far as the other half of the Talis, that which is Muxak Bidei Reuven, Shimon is out. He has no real claim on that. He has no rayas, no nothing. And therefore he is not able to be Tovea that half of the Talis. So Mimadavshach, there's no application here of Rav Chiya's logic. Again, Rav Chiya's principle is that if you're Tovea and you bring a raya from Edom to half your Tfiyah, then you could be Mechayev the Nitba, even though he was Kofra Kol, in a Shvua on the balance. Says the Moreno, what does that have to do with that mission of Shneimos of the Talis? It's not pshat that Reuven is bringing Edus on half of his claim against Shimon. That's not so, because Reuven is Muxok on half the Talis. If he's Muxok on half the Talis, then if Shimon wants to claim that half the Talis, it's Amotzi Mechavero V'Araya. If anything, we could say that Shimon has two Edim on his half, that he's Muxok on, because of the Anan Sadi of Muxokus. But that in no way will engender a Shvuas Modu Mixus on the other half. He says, "Sharei ha'odas edim hainu anan sadi al mashu muchzak." The edim are testifying on behalf of Shimon on the half of the Talis that he's muchzak, and that's not the half of the Talis that he's being tovea. So you want to set up a situation where the edim are testifying against the kofra kol on half of his on half of the tvia, but in this case, there are no Edom to undermine Shimon's claim. Shimon's claim is supported by two Edom, because that's the Anan Sadi, and Reuven has two Edom testifying his half of the Talis. But where's the Shvus Modu Mixas over here? How does Edom, which is the Anan Sadi, who al Mashu Muchzak, on the half that Shimon is holding on to, he's not claiming half of that. Notice, you're looking for a case in Rav Chiya's framework where there's a direct relationship between the Edom and the Tvi'ah, in which case the Edom are testifying on half of the Tvi'ah. That's not so in our case of Shneimos and Metalis. If anything, the Edom have a relationship to the Nitva, to we'll call it Shimon, on the half that he's holding on to. But there's no Edus that's breaking up his half of his tefillah. The tirates. Shagmar Savish Kol Echad Nechshav Muchsav Bechal Atalis. The Gemara of Rav Chiya is assuming, not the way we said it, that that Shimon has Muchzakus and Gansen on his half of Talis and Reuven on his half of Talis, but no, they're both Muchzakim on the entire Talis. Ah, if they're both Muchzakim on the entire Talis, and we have an Anan Sadi on half the Talis, that should be Mechayev a Shvua of Modu Mixas on the other half. L'chein Eshav Kol Echad Kitovea Es Kol HaTalis. If each one is Muchzak on the entire Talis, and we had a svar like this way back in the Sugya of Sumchus, if you remember. So then, we have an Anan Sadi that half of that Talis is his. In other words, you're trying to claim that you have Muchzakus on the entire Talis. Well, once I disprove half of the Talis, because your buddy has Muchzakus on that half of the Talis, then at that point you have two Edom against your claim, because your claim was a Muchzakus on the entire Talis. And I have now two Edom to disqualify your claim, at least with regard to half of the claim.
How can you say that they're both... Oh, you're looking at the Talis as a entity,
right.
A single entity, not two halves.
In this
album,
right.
Right, so each one has enough to say that we're not talking about Karkashta here, we're talking about the Kufa Talid.
Right.
So then each one has a right to say, I'm Muchzak on the whole thing. I'm
correct.
Right. The way I have my hand.
And once he's claiming he's Muchzak on the whole thing, he's now a Kofra Kol on the whole thing. And his buddy is now going to bring Edus against that Kofra Kol, at least as far as half the Talis is concerned. Now, in the Sefer of that Mishnah, we have a case of Zeh Omer Kula Shali v'Zeh Omer Chetzia Shali. Now, the one who's claiming Chetzia Shali has to take a Shvuas Moda B'Mitzas, according to Rav Chiya. Why? Because he's claiming he's claiming Kula Shali on that half of the Talis. And we're going to bring Edus, so to speak, on half of that claim. Halo atoin chetzi shali tzarchi shavish vuas modu miktas on the other 25% of the talis, half the chetzi. Shari toin kula shali. The other person who's claiming the entire talis is Toveas Kol HaTalis. V'zeh shomer chetzi sheli modeh shechetzi hasheni shel chavero. Right, he's only claiming half the talis, so this whole dos fall din on half the talis. V'imken kevon shehoya lov lishov hashvuas modeh b'miktzas. So in such a case, this certainly is a shvuas modeh b'miktzas, because on half of his claim, there's Edus against him. His love and tzarch gam ha'omer kula shali lishova. The one who says kula shali has to take a shvua that he has 3/4 of the talis. Yes? Is that what it says in the Mishnah? I mean, let's go back to the Mishnah for a second. Just make sure. Because you're looking at me so perplexed.
I think that's what the Mishnah says.
I think that's what. Let's just make sure. I mean, I'm not inventing the Mishnah. He says, Zelmer Kulishali, Zelmer Chetzli, Omer Kulishali, Yishava Shein Lom Bob Papas Mishlosha Chalokim. Which is really interesting. Because he's been Tovei the entire Talis. And he says, let me get it again. Lama Tzarch Gama Omer Kulishali Yishava. I understand that the person who says chetzi shali, we have disproved him on half the claim with the Anan Sahadi. Correct? In other words, he's moda that half the talis belongs to Reuven. He claims the other half of the talis belongs to him exclusively. So he's basically being tovea kula on that second half. And now we have an Anan Sahadi against him. That makes sense. He would have to take the Shrua Ein Libo Pachos Mi Reva. But why would the Omer Kulishali have to take a Shrua?
Because you have an Anzahadeh that the other guy has something in it.
Right, but again, the Chacham are assuming that a person says Chetzi Shali, he has to take a Shrua that he only has a reveal of the Talos. Once he has to take the Shrua, that what? Kevan, just 1 second, I'll read it again. Kevan shal yitzarach nishav al kol achetzi midin modu b'miktzas. He should be taking a shvua on the entire chetzi. Al kol achetzi. What does he mean, al kol achetzi? He's only claiming. He's just 1 second. Okay, I just want to get this straight. Are we talking about the one who says Kula Shali? So again, the one who says Chetzi Shali, is they were masakin that he takes the Shvua Shein Lo Pachos Mirevir. The Kevin Shutzarach Li Shava Al Kol Achetzi. In modem and mitzas.
Modem and mitzas is any amount.
If he's claiming Kulishali, and we have now a testimony and a non sadi through Chazokre on behalf of Shimon, at least on one quarter of the Talis, so that now he should take a Shvua on half the talus. Why does Rabbi Kivega say that he has to take a shvua on half the talus? Nimsa shareva hasheni kulo nishpa olo, shulo nishpa olo, shayach la omer kulishali. Okay, I'm not following this. I'm going to make a note. I thought I had a pencil here, but okay. I want to make a note that we come back to this. Okay, Rabosa.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
The Anas Hade said that Madataf is the Dehu. So, oddly enough, the Anas Hade would have given the guy that said Chetzi Shali, the Anas Hade would say, yeah, Chetzi Shalom.
Right, but we're holding now that each one has a Muxokas on the entire Talos. And therefore, when he claims half the talus, there's edus against him on Reva, on a quarter of the talus. And therefore, he has to take on his claim of Chetzia, a modu miktas shmur. But with regard to the one who's claiming Kula Shali, why should he be taking a shmur on three quarters of the talus? Shein lo b'pachos mi revia. Kevan sheyiyat sarach li shava al kol achetzi mi din modu miktas nimsa shareva hasheni shehu lo nishba olav shayach lo omer kulishali. I'm going to have to go over this again. So let's just, we're limited in time because I want to learn chulin with you, but let's just go through the kal v'chomer itself. So Gemara asks the following. My shalote he hodas piv gidola mi haodas edim mi kal v'chomer. What is this implicit argument here? In the words of Rabbi Chia, that on the contrary, hodas piv is greater than haodas edim. Right, if he has a shalotomar, it means that he's going to be mechadish based on a kal v'chomer. That it's not so that your havamina that hodas piv is greater than edim is incorrect. So my the Gemara asks, what is it? What was Rav Chiyav in mind here? In other words, it must have been in Rav Chiya's mindset, a certain habit, that Hodas Piv is greater than Eidim. And therefore, Rav Chiya has to teach us and derive from the Kal Vachomer that that's not so. So the Gemara is going to answer based on Rabba, Kidder Rabba. Now, basically, what Rabba is going to teach me is that the rationale for a Shvua is unique to the case of Hodas Piv and should not be applied to the case of Eidus. And that's because of a whole psychological analysis called the Shtamute Komishtamit, that he's just, he really knows that he has to pay the whole sum, but he's
stalling for time.
That doesn't apply in the case of Hodas Piv. So basically, if we understand Rava, we're going to certainly justify the Havamina of Rabbi Chia. And then we'll have to see the Maskana of Rabbi Chia. Yomar Rava, Mipnei Ma Omra Torah Mode Mikzas Hataina Yishova. Now, here's where I got stuck. Just on this one line. Obviously, Rava must have felt that he has a serious question to ask. And based on his answer to this question, we're going to weave that into the Sugi Rav Chia. But what was the question of Rava? I can't figure this out.
Which question?
Mipnei Ma. Do you see those words, Mipnei Ma? Now,
because he's talking about a mob and a loba.
Correct, but what's the Mipnei Ma? Rashi learns that the Mipnei Ma here is a twofold question. There are two things that are bothering Rava. One thing is V'lo chashuv meshav aveda lefotro shelo kafar b'klu. Do you see the last two lines?
Yeah, right.
That he's bothered by the fact that the mode of mitzvahs should fit into the category of Meshav Aveda.
He didn't have to say that. He could have been Kofar Kol.
And therefore, he should not be required to take the Shvur.
Yeah.
However, Rashi in Bava Kama, not here, says that Rav is trying to answer a different question. And that is, why is it that the Kofar Kol is part of Minash Shvur? That if I deny your claim completely, it's only when I admit part of your claim, then I have to take a shvua, which again is a paradox. If I admit part of the claim, why do I have to take a shvua? I'm a meshav aveda. But moreover, what was bothering Rava was the case of a kofar kol. Why should a kofar kol be potter from shvua? And this I can't figure out. What do you mean a kofar kol should be part of shvur? Adarav, but why should kofar kol take a shvur? The Torah is mechadish b'asher u'shah kiyuzeh that a mode of mitzvahs has to take a shvur. What was bothering Rav that he should have to ask from the ma'om or Torah mode of mitzvahs at time, that only if you're a mode of mitzvahs at time you have to take a shvur. But if you're a kofar kol, you do not take the shvur. And Rav thinks in his logical question that even a kofar kol should take a shvur? Why should a kofar kol take a shvur? That's where I get lost. Now, Rashi is not simple at all. Rashi here in Masechta Bava Metzia says that Rava's question was why does a mode of mitzvah have to take a shvur since he's a meshav aveda. Now, where is meshav aveda? Did Rashi just invent this in the brilliance of his creative mind? Meshav aveda is a sugya in Gittin. If I find a lost object,
takanas hashavim.
Excellent. And you claim that where's the rest of the object? You must have pocketed half of it.
Yeah.
I would not have to take a shvuas mode of mitzvahs because of a special takanas chachamim.
Only because of that takana. Otherwise, you would.
Correct. So, what is Rava saying? That the Torah should have alleviated the shvur in a case of Odo Vixis because of Meshav Aveda. Meshav Aveda is a takhanis chachamim. And the Gemara says the reason why the chachamim made that takhan is to encourage people to return lost objects. If every time I return an object to you, you're going to claim, well, you know, you give me 5, there were 10, so therefore you have to take a shvur, then who's going to be Matzer Aveda? Leave it on the floor. I'm not going to pick it up. But what's Hamotzim Efeilo Yishavim Neitikun Olam and Gittin Daf Mem Chesem and Peis? It means Chachom Tiknusha Odom Shemotza Aveda Umachziro Lebaleha. A man finds an object and he returns it to its rightful owner. Vama'aved, and the one who lost the object, Tohen, Shenevdu Yachanim Zeh, that there were other objects that were lost together with this one. Like, let's say it was a pocketbook. So you give me back an empty pocketbook.
I had money in it.
So I want to know, where's my money? So in that case, on a Doraisa level, the Shomer Aveda, the Matzer Aveda, would have to take a Shvuah. Because the Tobeh is saying that the Ma'ale, if you want to call it, the loser, the one who lost the object, he's claiming that there were other things in the pocketbook. But the Chachomim made a Takana, that Motzi Aveda lo yishavim necheshchashu shim nitztarech osa l'shvuah. If every time you're Motzi Aveda, you're a good Samaritan, and now the Tovea, the Ma'avid, is going to claim, well, where's the other 100 bucks? Is lo yirtza adam like be a mitzia? Who's going to want to pick up a mitzia? Shema yavali day shvuah satorah? It's a very precarious situation. If I pick up an Aveda, I might have to take a shvuah d'oraisa. So the Rashba says, that the Rabbanon alleviated the Shvuah. Now we have Rashi who says that the principle of Meshav Aveda is what bothers Rabba's mind when he asks, Mipnei Ma Omra Torah Moda Mitzatai Yishov. So Hikshu Aramban V'Aran Al Divrei Rashi Echi Tochen She Rabba Sha'al Madua Moda Mitzat Nishva Velo Niftar. Let me read it one more time. How could Rava ask the question, Madua Vodu Mixas, based on Meshav Aveda? Meshav Aveda is only a Takonis Chachamim. Setosis and the Ramban and the Rashba and Meseth the Gittim say the following. Meshav Aveda, that the Gemara is referring to in Gittin, is not a case where somebody finds a mitzia, he finds a lost object, and he claims that this is what he found, and the other guy says, no, you found more. El yesh ofen shebal ha'aveda toen tainas bari. So it's not just that the one who lost the object says, you know, it seems to me that there were more dollars in the pocketbook, but rather, he's claiming a tainus bari. Shama'avi toin shekevan sharnakim hayu kshurim. It was tied with a knot. You can't separate the two unless you chop it up or something. Is vade lo shama'avid matzah shnayim v'lo echad. The ma'avid who's claiming against the shomer says, I mean, doesn't he say this, but he's absolutely convinced that there was another arniki that was lost together with this arniki. Vadei sheyesh lo ma'avid matzah shnayim v'lo echad. Okay, so the case that we're dealing with in Gittin is where the Ma'aveh claims he knows for sure that there were two arnikis. They were tied up together.
That relates to the motzei. Maybe somebody else found it and separated them. It doesn't prove that this guy did it.
Okay, you could have all sorts of possibilities, but in the absence of any evidence, I have to assume that if the two arnikis were tied together, you know, and the sailor's not, then
yeah, his bari is relating to the fact that they were together. His bari is not relating to the fact that you took it. He has no evidence whatsoever, no reason to say that, other than the fact that I know they were together. So it's like his accusation does not relate to the metzias.
Well, again, he's not just somebody who's saying, well, you know what?
I know they
maybe,
were together.
Maybe there was more there in the thing and you pocketed
half
of it.
He says, I know they were together. Right.
So in that case, since the motzi is it, you know, is willing to admit on half of that. Let's say he says that there's $50 in the wallet and there was no more. He becomes chayav in a shvuas modu b'mitzas. Why is it any different than any modu b'mitzas? Now we have another case called Omer l'chavero chayav ha'isi l'avicha mana. I owed your father a mana. V'chzarti lo chamishim. And I gave back your father 50. Here the p'tur of the shvu is doraisa. Why? Because ein chaveru tovo klap. His friend doesn't know anything about it, the estate of his father, his late father. And therefore, since he knows nothing about it, that's called beishiv aveda. Why? Because if he wanted to, he just could have lied without even admitting that he owes anything to the
father.
He
didn't have to say anything. Just
correct.
Ibai shasig.
Correct. Migud ibai shasig. So because of this very strong migud that he could have said nothing, the chachamim patted him from a shvur because he's a meshiv aveda. Chacham patru as a meshiv aveda min a shvur. If that be the case, let's just come back to Rashi here. If Neymar Omer Torah, Modu Mitzvah Sataina Yishova, says Rashi, in this case, he should be Potur. Give me a second. Why should he be Potur? Let's just think here. In a case where somebody was to obey him 100 and he denies the claim. No. He admits, I'm sorry, part of the claim. Achamim patru es ha-meshav aveda min ha-shvua. Moshe lamanu memeset the gittin shamotzi mitzia lo yishov neitikin olam. Hari meshiv aveda uva motzi mitzia lo yishova. What do we gain? How does that help us with Rashi? And what we're trying to do here is we're trying to answer the question of how to make sense out of this Rashi. Right, the kasha was, how could Rava be asking that we should alleviate it as a shvua min a Torah when we're talking about a takonas meshiv aveda, which is only a takonas chachamim? If we assume that meshiv aveda in Gittin is not a case of Mitzia, Meshiv Aveda is not a case of Mitzia, but rather with the Bala Vedas toy the tiny board. So what he gave by that kagon, he says they were tied up together. In such a case he'd be chayav to take a shvua of modu v'miktzas. Acham we're gonna patter him up, mishum tikun olam. And we have a case where he buys shasa. Is this an answer? Is this going to help us with Rashi? And the whole question was, if Meshva Avin is part of Shul because of Takaras Tachomim, how could Rashi use that to explain Rava's question on a Doraisa level? So what are we going to say? That here also he is like a Meshev Aveda. He could have been called for a kol. So anytime you have Modu Miktsas, that's called a Meshev Aveda. Again, in the case of Meshev Aveda, he could have denied the whole claim. He didn't have to bring the Aveda back. And that patter him up on a Doraisa level. Why? Because it's like a person comes to his father, to his son, and he says, I borrowed money from your father, and here I paid him back 50. So that's called Ibai Shasa. But we do see that there's a case of Ke'ein Meshev Aveda, which is not literally Meshev Aveda, and your potter from Shvur.
Itself. When you speak of the concept of Meshev Aveda, you can't speak of the concept of lo kafar or kafar lo kafar b'kulo or kafar b'mitzad or deva mitzad, because Meshev Aveda is considered a motzei, and kafar has to do with somebody making a taina that you claim that kafar b'kulo. How can you put those two in the same sentence? They don't relate to the same case.
Meaning what? That Meshev Aveda is the case where he found an Aveda?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Right.
And Kafar has nothing to do with the Motzi Aveda.
Right. But at least one thing we do gain here from these Rishonim, and that is that there is a case of Ke'ein Motzi Aveda where the Torah says you're potter from a Shvua. And that's the case where there's no tvir whatsoever. Right? I come to you and I say, I owed your father money. Yeah. You don't know what it means about.
So this is a question of mipiv chayim or lo mipiv anu chayim.
But at the end of the day, what we're saying is that there is such a thing as quote-unquote a meshev aveda, meaning Rashi here, when he says, lo choshev ki meshev aveda, don't make the mistake and think that Rashi's pointing to the sugya in Gittin Aleph, which talks about a case where, you know, the owner of the lost object says, "Hey, you know what? Maybe there were more objects." If he actually knows that he accuses him,
then he is claiming.
At least on a Doraisa level, he would have to take a shvur. So that's the classic case of Meshev Aveda. But Rashi's not referring to that classic case. He's referring to a case that, although it's not literally Meshev Aveda, but it's similar to Meshev Aveda.
What is the Shavua that he would take in such a case? He can't take a Shavua that there was that this was not together with something. He can only take a Shavua that this is what I found.
Correct.
And that's not answering the claim of the other person about the other part of the wallet.
No, the other person is claiming you found more than one wallet. He's taking a shvua. No, I only found one wallet. That's the classic motzei shvua.
Okay.
And the Rabbanan alleviated him of the shvua in order to encourage a person to return a lost object.
So that's the habamim.
That would have nothing to do with this Rashi, because that's purely a takonas kachom within the framework of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Rashi has no claim, has no leg to stand on, that that's the basis of Rava's question in Neimar and Matorah. Therefore, we're going to have to look for another case that comes under Modav, under Meshav Aveda, where it would be a Ptur Doraisa of a Shvua. And Rava's making an analogy between that case and the case of Modav and Miktsas. And what's that case? That's a case where a person is mechadish to someone else that I or my father owed your father money.
Right,
and even though he admits that there was a loan of 100, he's only willing to pay back 50 because he says my father paid back 50 or I paid back 50. In such a case, the Torah says you're parted from a shvur. And why? I mean, the very moment he admits that he borrowed 100, now he's chayv 100. He says, "Oh, I paid you back a 50." So that's a classic modav miktsas. And yet, in such a case, he's potter. Why? Because he's considered like a machzir aveda.
We would have absolutely no way of knowing this.
What I understand here is that the Rishonim are pointing out that within the broader context of Meshav Aveda, we do have a Ptur Doraisa. And that could justify Rashi as saying that, well, why didn't the Torah go one step further and say that even in the case of Modav Miktsas, he should be Potter, he's a Meshav Aveda. Because there's no objective evidence even on the half that he admits to. And that's similar to the case of Manali Avicha Biyadi Vetzati Lo Chamishim. There was no objective evidence to force him to pay a mana. He just out of his own, you know, the goodness of his heart, he put his foot in his mouth, so speaking, he was mowed on half. He doesn't have to take a shmur. And here also in Modav Miktsas, there's no evidence against him regarding the claim of the motzi, of the tovea. And if he, out of the goodness of his heart, came forward and volunteered the information that he owes 50, then we should say that he's parted from a shvur. In other words, according to this understanding of Rashi, whenever there's no ample proof against the modem of miktas, then we should alleviate him of a shvur. And Rashi's using Meshav Aveda as a conceptual principle to convey the message that there are certain cases in which a person, by the goodness of his heart, makes a confession, and there's no reason why we should punish him by saying he's got to take a shvur doraisa for doing a good thing and offering money that he doesn't really have to be moda on. But Rashi didn't have in mind the case of literally motzi aveda and he's being matzah aveda. That would be a takonis chachamim in the case where the ma'abed testifies that there were two, you found two arnakim, and he says, no, I only found one arnak.